Junior Gillette was in a chokehold. You can go back and watch the film. We got shafted, but you just come on and watch for him. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it. Matt, where's the Miles clip from
yesterday?
It's
on the sports cut. Oh, from yesterday. I'll get it up there.
Okay. Les Miles yesterday, not from, I guess this was actually from yesterday, but from yesterday on the show. In his post-game press conference, they, were, of course, had a very very tough win over Florida. By the way, bad news for the rest of the SEC West and specifically Alabama. LSU's young defense seems to be figuring it out a little bit. Now, admittedly, it was against a not-real-dynamic Florida offense. And, by the way, Matt Jones, their outstanding running back, is out for the season, it looks
like.
Wow,
that's
with an injury.
Huge
yeah,
for them.
So that's bad.
Yeah.
They already had issues there. Murphy's been okay, though. But anyway, LSU seems to be improving a little bit on defense. You know they've got athletes, and they have a great defensive coordinator, at least I think so. And they seem to be making some strides there, which is bad news. But somebody had compared the game last year to where they got beaten in a competitive game against
Florida. Yeah, 14-6.
And
it was very close.
They compared it to a hammer and a nail. He didn't care for it too much. This is a heavily bleeped clip. And they bleeped a couple of words that I wouldn't normally bleep, but so be it. It's not nearly as cussy as it sounds. I mean, I could bleep the word dog, and you would think I said something terrible. You know? What is that beep doing in here? Yeah, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. It was a 14-6 game. We played off. And how anybody could pick the hammer and the nail when, in fact, that hammer or that nail, what got picked, we catch a ball down there, we're fixing to take the lead, and we turn it over. I mean, explain to me how Kevin Minner, who sets the career tackle record in that game, how anybody could ever say hammer and nail. I can tell you right now, here's what happens. Two very quality teams take the field and compete like a son of for victory. And you know what? It's not a hammer and a nail relationship. It's an opportunity for an opponent to be equal and to raise their level of play in such a fashion that they win. And that's how this thing works. That, in fact, you respect the opponent, and he's not the hammer, and he's not the freaking nail. Okay? He's the opponent. You understand? I'm just letting you know, I resent that. I resent the fact that suddenly we were nailed. You got it? I mean, honest to peace. I mean, we were a pretty good team last year. I thought we played like a in that stadium. I mean, I'm just letting you know, I felt differently than the nail, so you know.
Half the time, I don't know what he's talking about.
Don't change.
So what he did was he took that, and then he one-upped himself yesterday.
How?
It is the least celebrated event in America. All I know is I don't get my mail on this day. My garbage gets picked up. Most of the offices are open around town.
Well, you can't deposit a check either.
Why?
The banks are closed.
The banks are open.
They are?
Banks are closed.
They're closed, yes.
Somebody's open.
Open. Closed.
I think the banks
closed.
Are open.
Open.
I think the banks are open on Columbus Day.
Are
the
banks
closed?
So. Callers, listeners.
You know what? Maybe, you know what threw me off? I thought my garbage would not get picked up, and it did get picked up. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't
of.
Think it's open, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, it's Columbus Day. I don't know why Columbus gets a day.
He was a terrible human being.
Was he?
If you look at the history of it, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was brutal.
And he stumbled and bumbled his way over. He wasn't even looking for this place.
No.
And he found it.
He messed up.
He thought he was in India.
He's such an idiot. And we celebrate this moron every year for stumbling and bumbling his way over here for a place that had already been found by people who lived here. Anyway, Les Miles enjoys it.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So... it's not St. Paddy's Day.
No.
That's a different day entirely.
Yes, oh, okay.
Different day entirely. Well put.
What is he talking about and why is he saying it? I know Italians. Heck, I am Italian. I'm going to get on a boat and accidentally land somewhere.
Exploring new lands.
Yes. Wow, where am I? I am in North Little Rock now. What a great boat ride we had. Woo, Les Miles, I wish you could be here with us.
I love him.
We're going to play that again. I guarantee you that'll be in the Zone Rewind. I don't know. I don't know if it'd be fun to play for him or not. Because, I mean, he'd sit you down in, like, team meetings, and I'd be so confused when I walked out.
But isn't that the fun of it?
I guess. I don't like being confused.